good morning. Is this Patricia?
Yes, it's me.
Good to speak with you again. This is Paul from Local Splash. Did you have a chance to maybe take a look at the email that I sent out to you yesterday?
Yeah.
You did. Okay. Did you have any questions for me at this point regarding Google Verified Leads?
No. Just one question. I can still go to the website and change things that I don't want, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah, sure.
And how do I do that?
Making changes to your website?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have access to your client dashboard?
Yeah.
Okay. So there should be a website editor tool, and of course we can make changes to your website as well. There's never an additional cost whether you're making the changes or whether we are making those changes to your website. What are some of the things on your website that you don't like?
For example, like some of the pictures,
okay.
And I think I told them that the website I wanted was, let me take a look. Well, everything in general is okay. It's just the pictures.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can have a client support technician walk through your website and make any changes or adjustments. There's no cost to make those changes. It's all included, whether you initiate those changes on your end or if you just want us to take care of everything. But I'll make sure that they reach out to you even later today to kind of discuss what things need to be done to your website. Now, with that being said, obviously, are you interested in hearing more about Google Verified Leads and how we can add that to the work that we're doing for you so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Google Verified Leads is a lead-based service, but it's nothing at all like, say, Angie Leads or Thumbtack or something like that. You're not paying for a phone number and then having to chase down that potential customer. With Google Verified, the calls come directly to you. They do route through a Google number, and that allows the Google AI to make sure that it's a qualified lead. You only pay for qualified leads, which means it has to be someone in your service area, someone who's requesting a service that you want to provide, and then you have to either be quoting a price to them or scheduling an appointment to meet with them. If you don't do those things, then it's not a qualified lead, and you don't pay for those leads at all. Now, a lot of people go to the Google Verified section because they know something about it. They know that somehow those businesses are vetted and there is a background check. Google doesn't do the background check themselves. They outsource that to either Evident or Pinkerton. You might be familiar with Pinkerton from cowboy movies. So they want to make sure that you've got the right licensing, the right insurance. And, of course, the business itself is both licensed and insured, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, usually the insurance requirement is always quite low. I've never spoken with a business owner who had liability insurance but didn't have enough. So I'm just checking to see what the requirement here is. It's just a $100,000 insurance policy, general liability. So certainly you've got that even many times over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, most businesses, half a million, a million, 2 million. And then you don't have any, of course, you don't have any felonies on your record, at least not in the last 7 years, right?
No, I don't have anything like that.
Of course, I didn't think so. You have obviously a Social Security number. I only mention that because people used to accept tax IDs or EINs, and they no longer do that. So you certainly would qualify for Google Verified. And again, you only pay for the leads that you use. The leads are going to be $46.67, so less than $50 per qualified lead. And then You're only going to pay for the leads that you use. You know, Google does want you to prepay for the first 13 leads, kind of like a prepaid gas card, and then it's already there. You don't pay, and you just kind of use it. But you would, once you're thoroughly vetted, and that vetting process takes maybe 3 to 5 weeks. I mean, you'll get the application right away. It takes about 15 minutes to fill out. And then any supporting documents that we don't already have, proof of insurance and things like that, as long as we can get that in that first week or so, then the vetting process only takes about maybe, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks. At that point, you'd have 3 days. You'd be notified by us and by Google that you passed the background check. And then usually it's 3 days later that you're billed, in this case, $609. That's for the first 13 leads. You can always call and say, hey, I just got notification from you and Google that I passed the background check. We don't need to wait 3 days. Let's go ahead and get things going. Or you might say, hey, this isn't a good week. Can we push it out a week or 2 weeks? And then obviously we would do that. And then you only pay for the lead that you use after that. Let's just say for simplicity, that first month you only use one lead. That means the next month you only pay $46.67. So very reasonable. Of course, most of my clients don't use 13 leads in a month. You know, the leads turn into jobs so frequently. You might get one or two leads. It turns into a job. You pause your leads. And then you might do that, you know, 3 or 4 times in a month. You might only use 6 or 8 leads in that month. But, you know, like I said, with the calls coming directly to you and someone who goes to Google Verified, it converts higher than any lead-based service. In fact, Google says it converts 3 to 5 times higher than anything like Angie or Thumbtack or Networks or Craftjack. You're not in a bidding war. You're not chasing down some customer. You're only going to get calls directly to you from someone who's going to that Google Verified section looking for a qualified contractor to work with. So very high conversion rate. Of course, it's really designed for even just one job to more than offset the cost of the service even many times over.
Okay.
So I did send that email out to you. Now, because you are a current client, Google sends us these vouchers, then they're $50 each, and I would apply 2 of them here to reduce the application fee. There's a one-time application fee, normally $250. I would take $100 off of that. It would just be a one-time application fee of $150. And again, it's not like an annual membership. You don't have to pay it every year. It's just one and done. And then, like I said, once you're thoroughly vetted and then taking on those leads, they are going to be less than $50 each. Even for the bigger jobs, those leads are very reasonable. I've talked to business owners that have pay-per-lead services with Thumbtack or Angie's. They might be paying even over $150 for those types of leads. So very high conversion rate, very affordable.
Okay.
Is that something you'd want us to get started here? At least get the application out there to you so you can get things filled out. And then, like I said, it's going to take about 3 or 5 weeks for that vetting process to be done.
Well, for the application, can I wait till like next week?
Well, sure. I mean, whenever you're ready to do that, we would process that $150, get the application out to you so you can fill that out. And then any supporting documents coming our way, we submit everything to Google, and then once things are verified, you're informed by us and by Google that you passed the background check. So if you're looking to take on additional jobs, even if it's like, 5, 6 weeks from now, this might be the best timing to get things going for you. Is the $150 something you wanted to do today, or is that what you're wanting to wait on?
That's what I'm willing to wait for.
Okay. So today's already Tuesday. So you're looking out to next week?
Yeah, next week, Monday or Tuesday.
Next week, Monday or Tuesday. So that'd be like the 2nd or the 3rd.
Yeah.
You want me to reach back out to you Monday morning and see if the timing's working for you that day or for the following day?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. I'll call you back on Monday about this same time. Do feel free to respond to that email at any point in time. My toll-free number is on there as well. You can always give me a call if you have any questions.
Okay, yeah, I will.
All right, and I'm going to put it on the calendar here for one of our technicians to give you a call just to kind of go over some changes that you're looking to have us do on the website.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Patricia, I appreciate you. Have a great rest of the day.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, too. Thanks a lot. Take care.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.